This is a HeadGum Podcast.
This ain't that long-term vision and investing. This is time to get that ink quicker than Sexton. If you about that, that's money sensation. It's time to open up your ears to true innovation.
Howdy, folks, and welcome to another episode of Twinnovation, the podcast for your schemes, dreams, misdemeans, conscripts, hustles, any way you're making that money. We're here to help you. And as always, I'm joined by my shifty, nifty, evil twin brother, El Jefe the Chefe, Jeff Rosenberg.
Those trains around the Gulf, L'Oreal's.
Choo, choo, choo. And of course, we're joined by the Dame Von Dutch herself. She's Anna Rosenberg.
Hello.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Twinnovation. Any new listeners out there? What we do is we come up with those inventions, those schemes, those dreams, those app ideas. And don't forget, you can submit your own to ideas at twinnovation.biz, to twinnovationpodcast@gmail.com, or to twinnovationpod on Instagram and Twitter. X.
I know. Part of me keeps waiting for it to go back to Twitter. Like, I keep almost feeling like it's going to, but it's not. It's just X now, and that's it. X, I don't really care.
Yeah, I mean,
I never had Twitter, actually, believe it or not.
Really? Probably a smart move. I've lost many a job over my tweets.
No way, David.
Theoretically, hypothetically, yes.
And future jobs.
Future jobs, past
you
jobs.
You can never fully erase things you've said.
No, you cannot, Jeff. There's that Wayback Machine that takes screenshots of the internet for any noobs out there.
Well, I don't like that. So what else is up? It's been another little break between episodes.
Yes, we can't keep Jeff down into one spot. He's always moving and grooving. Jeff, you were just in Ohio for the 4th of July.
Is that correct? This is what we call Central America, believe it or not.
But really?
It's the heartbeat of the United States of America, the breadbasket. This is U.S., cornbread, everything you need out of life type of stuff.
What's their barbecue like there?
Dude, ribs.
Right.
Ooh.
Saucing up shrimp ribs.
I feel like they have good barbecue and good gas station food there. Mm-hmm. I feel like I've seen a lot of things on Instagram.
The gas station food is their version of a three-star restaurant.
That's mean, David. We've never really spent time in Ohio. So
there's a mean guy.
What? What do you mean?
You know, there was remember that whole period where Khloe Kardashian was like trying to make Ohio like a thing because of a Tristan Thompson was playing there, and she was like, she had an apartment there, and she had like friends there. It's like, I wonder what all those people are thinking now. They're like, oh, remember Khloe Kardashian?
You know what's a franchise that they have there that we should bring on over to the East Coast? Maybe we can start the
Steak
first one.
Steak and Shake.
And no, it's
Steak
it's,
and Shake.
Well, it's called Swenson's, and it's like it's not drive through. It's like parking. So you pull into the lot, you park. Some guy runs out, takes your order, runs back. Places it, on the iPad. So you're actually
that's
only
wonderful.
Just, you're only really.
Is he on rollerblades?
No, but he's actually faster because of it.
Interesting.
Yeah. One of the things I used to love about our road trip era, which we should get back into someday, Dave, but when we were in our heavy road trip era, we used to love going to Sonic and get the rollerblade food, the little rollerblade person to come bring you the food. It's so fun.
See, where are the Sonics? Because I don't think I've ever actually seen a Sonic in real life.
Oh, there's Sonics everywhere. There's Sonics even in New Jersey. You can get to a Sonic for sure. There might even be. I don't know if Sonic is. Maybe I take that back in terms of like. There's definitely not Sonic like up here, right? Like in New England, that's not really like a Sonic territory. Let me do a quick search here.
Probably the South, the dirty.
But no, they definitely have it in New Jersey, and you could get to a Sonic if you wanted to try it out.
Good. I may as well get a season pass. That's how often I've been going to Miami,
Well, that's fun that you say that because actually, Jeff, I was going to ask you soon. Dave and I have been talking about it with Joe. I don't know if you know him. He's actually kind of like our best friend.
He avoided me on the street. Shout out to Joe. False
I'm
promises
just teasing.
About
I know
visiting
you
me.
Know him.
Didn't text me after the run-in on the street. I invited him to see the store. You guys thought that wasn't really a fun thing for me to offer, so no wonder he bailed.
No. Did he ever text you back?
No. Well, I never initially texted him, though.
I see. Oh, see, the story unravels more and more every time we get another detail about it, right? It's like, yeah. Now we're going to find out that, like, he casually muttered it after Joe had already left, you know, probably or something. Like, the invite was probably soft at best.
Soft invites from a soft guy like Jeff.
No, she's making fun of our lazy lips now, Dave. Are you? I don't think that's really fair.
I invented mumble rap before it was mumble rap.
No, but the three of us, you know, and four of us, actually, of course, Garrett as well. We've been talking about kind of doing a big winter Miami trip, possibly a joint birthday Miami trip to
Jeffy,
go.
Yeah, we'd love to invite you to my birthday.
We'd love to have you at Dave's birthday.
Is it your guys' birthday that you're inviting me to and I don't feel welcome?
Yeah, because it's our birthday and you can come as a guest. That's normal, right?
I think if you guys are like offering and you're putting people up, and yeah, it sounds like a blast.
We're not putting people up.
What do you think this is? What do you think? We're like Kevin Hart? No, we're not going to put you up. But we could go and get like a sick like hotel suite or something like that, a sick Airbnb, and then we can go out to like the cool places, go to the beach, do like all like really nice stuff.
Yeah, Jeff, I went to the beach today, so we're kind of a beach family in general.
We're in our beach era, I feel like. You know what I mean? We're in terms of we're spending a lot of time.
Did the water just thaw out from being ice cubes?
Oh, Jeff, that's not cool, and we're not okay with that.
Dave was in the water dunking and swimming around.
Oh, were you in the water?
No, I never go in the water, though, because I don't like what it does to my hair. You know, you don't get hair
Jeff,
like this.
You don't talk about a Spanish woman's hair like that, Jeff. It's not okay.
Well, he's insensitive.
No, I'm not insensitive. Can I touch it? What if you wore a bonnet?
Well, actually,
it could be a cute look.
A shower cap?
Yeah.
I just get grossed out by the seaweed and the sharp rocks, too. Like, I like the beach, but I like to sit on my chair and, like, eat my snacks more so than, like, swim.
Yo, big shout out to the cheese shop in Portland. You really hooked it up with those $12 sandwiches
today.
We had
some amazing sandwich for dinner. It was so good. We packed up our Yeti cooler full of...
Big shout out to Christine and John for that present.
That was a great wedding present. You know,
still waiting on yours, Jeff.
Put a couple of ice packs into the Yeti cooler and then... it was freezing cold, everything that was in there.
Yeah, dude, and you knew I put the Coronas in there. I'm drinking two beers when
they're frosty coming out of the Yeti.
Dude, I'm under the water chugging beer, dude, so the families don't see it.
It was really
well something. The water probably keeps the beers frosty because it's about 37 degrees.
It wasn't cold. Why are you
saying
that?
What are you talking about?
Cold.
I went in. It was actually really warm. Warmer than your Rockaway's Beach type of Nathan's hot dog water that you like to seep in.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Like, if you can even call it.
Actually, we did go to kind of a miniature water park in Ohio. That was pretty fun, Dave. I showed you some of the stuff. They had one slide and a bunch of kind of like, you know, kids playground water.
You know what I would like to do in Ohio someday? I would like to go to Ohio and go to that large indoor amusement park. Have you ever gone there, Jeff?
I haven't. Do you know the name of it?
No.
Jeff, the cool thing about a water park with one slide is you know exactly how you got HPV.
So, is everyone watching the Dallas Cowboy Cheerleader show?
Yeah, Jeff, we're big into this Dallas Cowboys Cheerleader show on Netflix, you know.
We love the Dallas Cowboy Cheerleaders. We are actually thinking of moving to Dallas so that I can audition next year once I'm done with our transformation.
Yes, we're still on our transformation, our big journey. I'm 250 pounds. I'm trying to get down to around 110.
David, that's
doable.
Silly.
Oh, Ozempic takes 15% off the body weight, I heard. At least.
Jeffrey, how dare you?
Oh, what does that mean? What is Jeffrey alluding to there?
Well, you know, there's certain people in our certain circles do this, you know, and it's a healthy, fun thing for people to shoot themselves up with every week for the mere cost of $2,500.
Well, does insurance cover that for certain people with ailments, Jeff?
I believe so, Dave.
And also, Jeff, like,
you're body shaming.
You're body shaming.
You're pharma shaming.
No, I'm not.
You don't need to disparage. You don't need to disparage people taking that. Okay?
I'm not disparaging. Actually, I was saying it's
my 600 pound life, Jeff. Maybe if you watch shows like this, you would get to learn that You know, just like cancer or heart attacks, eating is
No, I understand that.
Eating butter by the pound is addiction.
Right. And, you know, and I'm saying Ozempic is a kind of a cure for that affliction. So it's I'm positive about it. I'm pro Ozempic.
Yeah.
You're pro Ozempic.
It's a wonderful thing. Should I come out with my stance, Dave? Or like, what do you think?
Well, you know, Jeff, I'm on the semaglutide.
That's not how pronounce it, Dave.
I'm on the smegma.
It's like a mushroom tea.
Yeah, it's a mushroom tea. It sort of clears you out. That's why I go in the ocean and I kind of soak it in while it's soaking out of me.
Like an urchin.
Exactly like an urchin, my friend.
But wait, Jeff, so you haven't watched the Dallas Cowboy Cheerleader show then?
No, I have. I'm caught up for the most part.
Really?
Yeah, you know, I don't think they're paying the girls enough. I'll say that.
Oh, of course they don't. But who's your favorite? Mine is Reese.
Oh, obviously
Reese. She's the religious one?
Yeah, yeah.
DCC Reese, very hot, dark-haired girl. Very hot brunette.
She's a little young, Anna. I don't know if you can say that.
She's an adult. What are you talking about?
Can I say she's hot?
But you sure. Like the religious right. aspect of her life?
I felt like her interviews were almost like kind of like Christopher Guest style, like mockumentary almost. Like they were kind of funny. Like how she was like saying that, you know, she's being used as like a vessel through cheerleading, which is like, all right. Like I love that.
Right. A true believer.
But yeah, we've been watching that, and we've been watching My 600-Pound Life. It's called Balance.
Yeah, it's sort of opposite sides of the spectrum. On one hand, you have, you know, very fit, young, tender, supple women. And on the other hand, you have
the cheerleaders.
Older.
David, the 600-pound people are not always old. A lot of them are actually young. That's the interesting part.
Yeah, some of them are 120 by the time they're in kindergarten, Jeff. That's how much weigh now.
That's not true, is it?
Yeah, a lot of these people are huge. I used to think it was a really gross show and I never wanted to watch it. But now, for some reason, something switched in me and I find it really compelling. And I'm really opening up and going through a journey with these people. Because,
that's how
of course,
I feel about Hoarders.
Oh, okay. I still can't watch Hoarders, but maybe I'll get there eventually with that.
Maybe there's a reason you guys can't watch it. Or not you guys.
What are you talking about?
I'm just saying.
Jeff, what are you trying to take jabs at us for?
Why are you always taking jabs at us?
It's not a jab. I'm just opening conversation.
It's like he's sitting there on his Android fucking phone.
Yeah, dude, your screen is so...
Your screen is so
pixelated. The only thing blurrier than your laptop screen is your fucking iPhone screen, dude. I remember 2013. Jeff's living 2013.
Yeah, it's like, is the BlackBerry that you're filming this on able to stay charged while we're doing it? Like,
Look, you can see. Look at my hand. I put it up. HD hand. Put your hand up to the screen.
Now. It's like, is that Caillou's mitten?
Dude, mine, that's Retina display.
No, this is really, it looks like it was filmed in 1974.
No, it's just because I look like a classic man, you know?
No.
He's a classic man, you know?
You're half-assing it and we're full-assing it.
Yeah, full-ass.
I think that's disrespectful, but you can go on.
What else?
Jeff, is this going to be your third trip to Miami this year, and we're only halfway through the year?
Might be the sixth or the seventh, to be honest. You kind of lose count after three.
Wow, you're such an impressive guy. You know, I couldn't imagine growing up with a guy like you, you know. And
have you ever gone to a nightclub there?
Yeah, dude, we're posting up at 11. You know about it?
Yeah, I know about 11. You've been there?
We're probably going to do a couple tables, that type of deal, you know.
Okay, that's what I want to do. That's what I want to do for our big winter trip.
Well, we can't copy Jeff. He's already doing it. We got to go to 12.
Yeah, we could do that.
Jeff, is this some type of French Dan trip, perhaps?
This is a Justin Green boy.
Big shout out to Justin.
Of course.
I know you know him. He's the Inglewood boy.
Oh, shout out. That's fun. Oh, that's going to be a fun trip. Yeah, Jeff, so try to make some connections there. Like, try to meet some promoters there so that we can go back in December and kind of get a little hookup, okay? Because that would actually be really clutch. And
now, Jeff, is this a bachelor party, a bachelorette party, or wedding? What are we
talking about? A batch, yeah.
Oh, nice. Oh. Can I get the invite or what?
Of course, dude. I already got a plus one on my flight.
All right, man. I'm coming true.
Yeah. So what else has been going on with you two young chumps?
Jeez, what's the talk about these days? We're in July, halfway through the year. My portfolio is up 35% year to date. Really into NVIDIA. I'm riding that wave through my old age. You know, I started gaming pretty hard. I kind of let go of trying to start a business, and I'm kind of putting my hours. I'm putting my hours into gaming a bit more. You know,
That's not a bad idea. We could actually join up. I've been playing a farm simulator game. I wonder if we could, you know, crop the, you know, till the same land. This is kind of a team.
Oh, interesting. Is it open world? Open farm?
Yeah, I believe so.
That's pretty tight. Yeah, I downloaded a bunch of games on my Steam Deck. They had their summer sale, so I picked up around 5 games for around $10. Not a bad deal. You know, the great thing about not playing video games so often is that, you know, titles that came out in 2018 that I've never played are now, you know, $2 and they're, you know, great games.
Yeah. You got any recommendations?
Well, Jeff, I mean, I did play it on Xbox, but I rebought the Batman Arkham Asylum game or whatever it's called.
Yes, you've always kind of been a stan for Batman Arkham Asylum.
Yeah, I'm a bat stan for sure. What else did I get? The goat simulator, the truck simulator, the farm simulator. You know, I'm just trying to simulate what I think in a life in middle America would be.
Course.
We like to play
cosplay.
Streets of Rage and Overcooked.
Yes, we do, hon. Yes, we do. And we're thinking about buying a 65-inch Roku TV from Walmart for $298.
Oh, yeah. We went to Walmart the other day just to walk around.
Yeah, it's wild.
We saw so many deals. We were freaking out. It was amazing in there.
Dude, the deals just keep pouring in.
Oh, you know what? I did, actually. I checked your location. And I saw you were at Walmart. That's why I called you.
Oh, you should have screenshot it and posted it. That would have been funny.
Yeah. What'd you guys cop?
No, we just go in
we
there
didn't
for
get
the,
anything.
We go in there for the air condition.
We were next door at Home Goods buying a bunch of pot plants. No, what is that word? Pot.
We bought some glow grow pots.
Planters. For pots.
Pots.
Planting for plants. Pots. Yeah, pots.
Planting pots, Jeff.
So we bought a bunch of those pots, and then we... we were like, should we go into Walmart and see what's doing over there? So we go in, and then the line was actually at the door.
Literally the line through the roof,
for
Jeff.
For the register.
People were stacked on each other into the ceiling.
It was like World War Z style line. So we were like, all right, let's just look around. We don't have to buy anything. So, of course, we walk through the whole store. We see like several things that we were like, oh, we should get this next time. We should come back and buy this another time. As we're leaving, no line. No line whatsoever.
Yeah, Jeff, and we felt foolish.
You didn't grab and go.
We didn't turn around and start again because that would have been a lot of, you know, we had already mentally decided that we were leaving the store. So we had our big beach night tonight.
Beach evening, yes, it was gorgeous. The fog was coming in, so it allowed me to sort of take my ocean shit without people watching.
And you're seeing how was the sunset?
We're really becoming main people.
Well, the sun doesn't set till like 9 o'clock these days, so you know you don't really get to see it. We'll see it from our water view window, Jeff.
Very nice.
Yeah, we usually look at the sunset through our giant picture windows overlooking the water. Is typically how we view it.
Jeff, you know, you really can find yourself as a person when you get out of these big cities.
Yeah, get out of the big city. Stop making New York your whole personality and actually try living a real life somewhere else.
Jeff actually sent me a house listing the other day. Really interesting.
I did, Dave. Yeah, I'm not looking to nest. I was seeing if anyone was chirping back at us.
Yeah,
what house listing, Daver?
Well, Jeff's really interested in, you know, upstate New York. You know, that's sort of his thing, his ding-a-lang.
Oh, how original.
I mean, it's your guys' thing, too. Well, it's not entirely my thing.
It was our thing during the pandemic when we couldn't see a better way to life. but then well, we kind of spread our wings.
You had a good
wings.
Time there, and I don't think you should necessarily disparage a whole region.
I had a good time there when I didn't care about going out and having fun. If you want to plop down at a house and never leave, then sure, upstate is great. But if I like to, I'm a cosmopolitan woman. Right. I like to go out for a nice artisan cocktail. I like to have a whole branzino filleted for me at this table side. Like, I don't want
to. Do that by the creek if you talk to fucking Jeremy.
Yeah.
Jeremy or Jeremy?
Upstate New York was a good place to be in the pandemic. But now. Yeah.
But now that restaurants are open, Jeff, we like to
go out.
Fine and dine on the.
We want to go to a lounge.
The most expensive
oysters.
We like the
live music in the lounge. You know, it's
of
like.
Of course, of course.
Upstate New York is just like fun for a weekend. Now, if the pandemic happened again, I say go to upstate New York.
We'd be the first ones there, Jeff.
Yeah, for sure.
It's a valid point. You guys are, you're not wrong. I do see you guys really experiencing the city. I wish I saw a little more of it on Maine for Two, TBH.
I'm going to bring Maine for Two back, I think. Maine for Two's been in a.
Going to make a big comeback. Yeah. It's been on hiatus.
It's in a restructuring period, a reorg. We're having a reorg and a structural.
You should post something of like, you know, of like construction and being like working.
Well, yeah. About
men at work.
Yeah.
Good.
Remember our guy who we drive by on the way to the gym who was always dancing and then they suddenly stopped construction on that road? So on our way to the gym, there was this construction worker. They were always doing construction on the way on the road to our gym. And there was this one guy who was always responsible for holding the stop sign and the go sign, you know, for the traffic passing the construction. And he right. was always listening to headphones and dancing like crazy, like really rocking out and smoking a cigarette most of the time. So he was kind of almost, I was wondering if he was like
the mayor's son.
Hoping to be filmed. Yeah, it was like he was having the time of his life.
He wanted to go TikTok viral.
But then I also, you know, didn't want to film him and be weird. But he is so funny. And then all of a sudden one day, they stopped after like 6 months. Yeah, they stopped doing the construction.
There
and
was
he's gone.
There was a bunch of flowers and a bicycle on the side of the road. So we and a construction hat and a burning cigarette on the side of the road.
Oh my god, David!
It's always burning.
Yeah.
But no, yeah, the construction was finished and then he's gone. And I'm like, I wonder where he is. I'd love to see him dancing today every now and then, you know?
That's why people got to wear t-shirts with a QR code on them that link to their Instagram profile. Thoughts, Jeff? Maybe.
Good idea.
You could, I think you do it like the barcode on the back of the neck, like Hitman.
Right, exactly. Maybe we start doing that.
We're not far from it. Google Lens.
You know, DM us your Instagram profile. We'll create a QR code for it, and we'll ship your shirt to you within.
Do we have any submissions? Speaking of, you know, the socials. Anyone reaching out to us anymore?
Yeah, I mean, people are always reaching out to us, but I don't know if there's any submissions. I'll check back in next week. We're gonna try and record twice this week since Jeff's gonna be in Miami, and. You know, I'll check tomorrow and we'll record again tomorrow night. How does that sound to you, Jeff?
That sounds really good, Dave. Got some scallops at the farmer's market the other day, grilled them up real nice. Not on the grill, actually pan fried them, but you know, with something to die for.
Do you have
know,
a grill in your backyard, Jeff?
We got a little grill, yeah. You know, it could use a refresher, to be honest. That might need replacing.
Get a new grill.
Yeah, could get a new grill. Maybe I'll put it on the cringe miss list, huh?
Send Jeff a grill.
Send Jeff a grill. Jeff, yeah, you should have like four different types of grills. You should be like the summer spot to bees. Oh, the dude, you hear master. Jeff's grilling? You hear Jeff's grilling?
Yeah,
this weekend?
Jeff sending out the group text. Just got 3 tomahawk steaks. Who's biting?
Yeah, Jeff, who's biting? You're buying the food before people even RSVP because you know.
And then no one comes over and Jeff has to eat 3 tomahawk steaks by himself, grilling them up.
The flies are coming because the meat is spoiling outside.
No, but I think you could definitely sort of find your space as the grill man, maybe.
That could become your new thing.
I feel like that's more of a river move. I'm more of like the guy that's making like pickling stuff.
You're the pickle dick in the fucking group.
He's the one pissing in the compost container in the corner.
Yeah, dude, you don't want to be a grill man. You don't want to get like a tattoo of like
a
fucking.
So Yeah, I could do the grill mark on my forearm.
Oh, that's funny, Jeff. That's great.
Yeah, and you could be like, does anyone have my press, my Smashburger press? Has anyone seen my Smashburger
press? That could be a new identity now that I can't be like City Boy anymore, you know?
Wait. When are you not going to be City Boy anymore?
When he's a Creek Boy. When he's upstate in New York, he's a Creek guy.
You would consider moving out of New York?
No, a summer
no
place.
No fucking way.
Jeff wants a summer house. He's not going to leave the city.
Oh, Jeff wants a summer house. Okay.
Jeff needs the summer.
Yeah, Jeff needs a summer house.
The city's just plain too hot.
No, but I mean, you know, at the same time, my guy Jeff's a New York man. He's been there for long, you know, more than half his life at this point.
How much is the house, Jeff? How much is your house that you found?
Jeez, Anna.
I believe it's $490.
Okay. Does it have a pool?
Does it have a pool? No.
Oh. How many bathrooms?
It floods in the spring, if that helps.
Oh, yeah.
Technically,
is it a flood zone?
It's got four, but they're all halves.
Four half shitters? Okay. And then how many showers?
Probably two. I don't know. Normal amount.
Okay.
Yeah. Well. That's tight, Jeff. We hope that your journey to being a homeowner is filled with, help me out here, Anna. Filled with,
termites. When are you gonna take next steps on this process, Jeff?
Please don't.
No, I just liquidated the Twinnovation bank account to put the down payment on the home.
Yeah, you just did down. That, or you've been doing that?
You've been doing that.
All right. Shit. Anything else?
I've watched
Core Cute, but go on. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so I just finished The Bear season 3.
Oh, you just finished it or we just finished it?
You can't even name the main character.
Charlemagne?
Carmi. Chef, do you watch Jeff?
No, but I would like to get a hold on one of those $80 white teeth that he rocks, or 120, whatever they are. They look really
James
nice.
James Purse.
Is that teeth? The brand?
Well, I don't know. That's just a nice t-shirt brand.
Interesting. I'll need to check that out because I'm actually really into high-end Costco Kirkland clothes.
I want to join Sam's Club. Costco's over. It's all about Sam's Club now.
This is actually a Costco shirt I'm wearing right now. What do you think of it?
Pretty nice, Dave. I think that's not
Berkeley
a
Jensen.
Isn't that H&M? Isn't this
Berkeley
H&M?
Jensen? Is that what it says on the tag?
That's the BJ's. Yeah, it stands for BJ's.
It says Berkeley Jensen, so this is a BJ's shirt.
Yeah. I have a couple pairs of underwear. Old Berkeley Jensen.
Nice.
It's like a made up name.
Congrats. I like it. Hey, let's get into it. We have three pretty gross minds joining us in the mud pit today here to pitch their ideas. One is from Ottawa, another is from South Germany, and the other is from East Germany. So let's bring them into the pig pen. The first goes by the name of Dr. Rosenberg. Doctor, what do you have for us today? Howdy, folks. How you doing out there?
Good.
Allow me to pose a question, will you?
Please do.
And not to be crude, but what's the worst part about going to the bathroom, all right? Especially if maybe you're at a guest house.
That stank.
The stank, Jeff, of course. That's smart, and that would be my number two guess. But for me, the number one guess is not the stank, but the stain, okay?
Ew, David.
And of course, we're talking about those dookie stains at the bottom of the toilet.
That's disgusting, right? David. That's not a thing that other people deal with.
Really?
No.
Okay. I'm going to keep my lips pursed, but what is a man to do when you see those dookie stains at the bottom of the toilet? You know, what do you wrap your hand in toilet paper and scrub a dub doo doo?
Yeah, get rid of them immediately if God forbid that were to happen.
Now, what if I told you I could?
Well, there's the brush.
Yes, there's the brush,
exactly.
Jeff.
Exactly.
You know, you don't want people
to put it back.
You don't want to have people hear you scraping the porcelain, right? Jeff, what if I told you I could change the bathroom experience, not just for you, but for a whole nation? Is that something you might be interested in?
Yeah. Think so?
Allow Goliath Industries to introduce our brand new product, The Brown Throne, right? The ultimate innovation in bathroom aesthetics and functionality.
You should say it like the Brown Throne, like throne, the Brown Throne.
Brown color toilets are designed to seamlessly blend with modern bathroom decor while offering unique advantages that go beyond just looks, Jeff. And what we like to call this is camouflage elegance, okay? The Brown Throne's earth tone is what the wording we like to use. It's a design that complements a wide range of bathroom styles. We're talking rustic and natural to contemporary and chic. So you can really, at this point in time, say goodbye to that stark contrast of your traditional white toilets, which just really don't fit well in the modern day society. And, you know, when we talk about stain concealment, we think that the brown color naturally actually hides those dookie stains and discoloration.
What if you're shooting loads in the toilet?
What do you mean by that, Jeff? So, yeah, I guess the brown color naturally hides those dookie stains and discoloration, keeping your toilet looking cleaner for longer period. I can't do this anymore. So it's available for $399.99. The Brown Throne offers premium quality and aesthetics at an affordable price.
I love it, Dave. Good. Bravo.
Thank you.
Very good.
Brown Throne, where function meets fashion in the most unexpected place.
I love it. I think, you know, it's the same concept of having like a patterned or colored dark sheet, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, or one of your marble countertops in your kitchen or something like that. You know, we're just, you know, and we're talking black toilets here too. We don't discriminate.
Well, a dark sheet because you poo the bed.
Just makeup. There's like things that you don't understand about people.
Well, do you have white sheets or dark sheets?
We have white, but you know, if you have like a person who maybe shits the bed a lot, like then you might want to have a patterned sheet.
Yeah, for your kids, you know, your newborns, perhaps, you know, maybe diapers should also be brown.
Yeah, diapers should be brown.
That's not a bad idea, Dave.
Yeah, and that's all a part of the Glythe Industry line of brown products.
And it looks less gross too, you know, it's obviously.
Yes, it's very chic, it's aesthetic, and it really fits into
masking, actually cleaning it up.
And the couch should be red so that you can get pasta sauce on it.
Not bad. Blood red,
even. Actually ties in very good to my pitch, which I'm super excited about for you guys.
All right, let's get right to it after I send it around the horn.
You already sent her.
Oh, I did? All right,
we'll send it again. Send it again. I say, woohoo!
Yeah, give me a woohoo if you're in, Jeff.
Woohoo!
Next up in the pig pen, he goes by the name of El Jefe, the Chefe, Jeff Rosenberg.
Thank you.
Jeff, what do you have for us today?
Allow me, if you will, to pose a question.
Please do.
What's the saddest thing in the world?
Saddest thing in the world is burying a loved one.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, that's pretty sad. I think more your day-to-day, though.
When your transition lenses are only a little bit transition.
Yeah, Jeff. When you have that, the saddest thing that could happen during your day is during an average day. Are we talking about?
You know, say you come home, and you know what makes a home feel refreshed. You know, like you had a maid come through and kind
that, of
give
that smell
it that,
of bleach,
fresh and, flowers,
bleach and Clorox.
Fresh flowers. Yeah, you're right. You're
that,
getting there.
That pine sole.
What do we have to guess? Isn't this your idea?
You're a fair point.
But if I were to tell you, you know, those things on your bed, on your couch, that always get so crushed and punched and deflated. Do you know what I'm talking about now?
The cushions?
Pillows?
A pillow, yes. The saddest thing in the world is an unfluffed pillow. A little Raggedy Ann
doll.
That's
a weird opening. What's the saddest thing in the world? And it's an uncrushed pillow?
Well, it feels, you know, unloved. You know, it's one of your squeeze kind of binkies, your toy. And it's nice to see that, like, the 3-4-5-star hotel fluffed pillow. Correct me if I'm wrong.
You're not wrong. You're not right, but you're not wrong.
You're somewhere in between.
Introducing Pill Poppers, the first pillow that pops itself. Okay, so, you know, you lay down on these pillows, you move to the bedroom. No longer do you need to make your bed refluff the pillows after you leave the home every day. These pillows inflate themselves.
Jeff, if I wasn't holding my phone, I'd give you a round of applause because I think that's really special. Pill Poppers, for starters, great name, great product. What is this sort of, you press a button when you leave or come home and it sort of inflates it, you know, 10% more than it already is?
No, it detects that no one's touched the pillow in over an hour. So it just kind of pops over. And we're using, you know, that SodaStream technology, little CO2 cartridge to get that going. If you're asking about the mechanics of the whole thing.
So maybe there's a plastic bag inside the cushion pillow, and that's what sort of inflates instead of having the, you know, whole pillow be a plastic inflatable.
Sure,
too.
Sure. Yeah. No, of course. We're thinking bladder systems first and foremost.
Wow, Jeff. Pill Popper is such a good name. You've always had a way with words.
But what's the point of it?
It's to keep your pillow fluffed.
Well, you don't understand decor and you know.
Well, I'm trying to understand it. I'm trying to understand it. After your piss poor piss management.
An inviting invitation to a home is freshly fluffed pillows. It's like having a silverware or something. You know, you have a guest over, the pillows are puffed.
What made you think of this?
Because we do obviously puff our pillows to give it that kind of a continental feel every time you're going to bed.
Next time I come over to your house, I'm going to crush all your pillows. I'm going to sit on all of them.
No, we're too little, too late.
I'm going to, oh, damn. Yeah, I'd have to make them a lot more fluffed up, I guess, in order to grind your gears.
Well, it's just kind of a note of civility. Takes it a place to that extra step. Gives it that Martha Stewart touch. If you're not into that, you're not into that. But, you know, over here at the Federación, we do like decor. We do like kind of giving that tone.
I think it goes without saying that I like decor. I own all of Martha Stewart's books. I follow her on Instagram. I made her a cocktail once. So
yes, Jeff, Anna has served her.
I've actually served very Martha Stewart a cocktail in my
Martha
first
Stewart about that. Jay-Z, Khloe Kim Kardashian.
So many names.
Charlemagne the God.
Robin Thicke.
Oh, what's this? Can you see that, Jeff?
Ooh.
I do see that little thumbs up. Interesting.
Nice.
Yo, for any listeners out there, check out our patreon.com/twinnovation if you want to see all the special effects we've added to our Zoom video chats.
There it is. Very interesting. So that's the idea. I don't know if you guys can really envision it. Maybe I need a visual aid. So this would be a very puffed pillow. Correct me if I'm wrong. Right here is an unfluffed pillow.
We got the thumbs down.
As an unfluffed pillow, you would like this to be fluffed and not
look like... You
know
you're supposed to change your pillows at once a year? That pillow looks like it's seen a decade or more.
Yeah, that pillow looks like it went through 9/11.
Yeah.
Yeah, that pillow
you need to get a new pillow.
More of the head pillow. We have three layers of pillows, actually. So there's the front, the middle, and the rear. So they all have different purposes.
All right.
I hate to be the rear pillow. No, Jeff, we have over 15 pillows on our bed.
We have many, many pillows.
I can hardly get in the bed, actually.
We're actually like completely propped up by pillows in our slumber. It's wonderful.
It's cool.
It's wonderful.
Jeff, I love the idea. Can I get a price point? And can you potentially even tell me your target market and your call to action?
Price point is $39.99. We're actually doing a Wayfair only deal right now.
Right. And target market?
Target market is anyone who kind of respects, again, civility, etiquette, building a better environment to live in. It, you know, encourages development and
yeah, because you know, off the top of the head, what I'm thinking is you know, summer just started, but you got to think about those back to school sales. You know, the kids going into college, you know, they're in the dorm room. Mom wants to make sure that, you know, little Bobby and little Susie have a good pillow to rest their head on after a long day of studying. And so I actually want you to start a TikTok presence here. You know, if you spend $10,000 a month, you can actually get TikTok creators to make user-generated content for you at no extra charge.
It seems expensive.
$2,000, is that fair?
I thought you said 10.
Yeah, and now I'm bringing it down to 2,000. Is that a number that you'd be more comfortable spending in a month to have for free creators create testimonials for you, essentially?
I have been seeing those, and yeah, that sounds like a
good deal. You haven't seen an ad on TikTok?
No, I have seen that. Which is why I'm sold. I'll do it for two.
Great.
I'll pay the 10, actually.
And if there's anyone out there that's a dentist or a lawyer, I would love to help manage your paid media, so you can reach out to me.
Dave. You have to be going after the roofers.
And you're not wrong. Roofers are where it's at, but they are tough to talk to on the phone. I'll tell you, they do not like to chat.
You got, now that you have the Highlander, you pull up to a construction site, throw a hot hat on and talk to the guys.
I don't have the right look. You know, I just look like a worm.
Sure you do.
David, no, that's not true.
You're like a big fan.
Like you look like a freaking Superman on my Instagram story. People are going ham for my picture.
Really? Are people liking the picture?
Oh, people are going crazy.
Swipe up.
For it.
I want to see if anyone liked it. I want to see if one person liked it.
I'm not going to reveal
it. No one liked it.
I'm not going to reveal it, but people are going crazy.
We'll do a live scroll on the Patreon.
Yeah, we're doing live scrolls on the Patreon.
Look at that. Whoa, he looks like a Superman. You'll have to see for yourself. It's just...
Yeah, you can't see my fat gut protruding when you're taking the photo straight on.
You look wonderful, David. Don't
mean it. You have a sword through you?
What does that mean, Jeff?
You can't see it because it's straight on. It's straight on, so you can't see a sword.
Metaphors and references have been piss poor.
Piss poor and off. Something seems really off.
Yeah, he's been probably popping the pills while he's pill popping.
No,
yeah.
If anything's off, it's you too.
Well, yeah, we are different, of course.
We are a little different. We're on our journey, Jeff, our weight loss journey, our health journey. We're kind of beach bums now.
You'll find out eventually.
Yeah, you'll learn a little bit new about us every day, Jeff. Once you get to know us, you're going to start to really not like us.
But there's a little something different that's changing a little bit more every day.
One day you're going to wake up and it's going to hit you, and unlike music, you're going to feel the pain.
Yeah, it's going to be like
this sounds like Ozempic, a little bit every day.
What?
You're obsessed.
A little bit every day.
A little bit
every day. Ozempic is a once a week shot.
It's a once a week shot.
But you're losing the weight a little bit every day. And you were talking about that earlier in the summer. It's the only reason I bring it up.
Jeffrey.
Yeah, we've been on a transformation.
Jeffrey.
I'm saying Ozempic is a transformation if one weren't to be doing it.
Jeffrey, I'm on semaglutide. Okay, it's a little different, okay? It's off-brand. It's sort of like eating a cat kit instead of a Kit Kat.
I don't understand why you guys feel so scorned. We're just having a, you know?
Jeff, no one's scorned. Jeff, we're beach body kids. You know, we're still on beach time. You're probably on subway time, you know?
Yeah, I know. Jeff was probably like fighting a rat on the subway today while we're eating our sandwiches on the beach.
Yeah, I was actually on a water slide not too long ago. It may have been
that's where you
the
got
day
the
before yesterday.
Jeff's actually like, actually, I was
where
in the
I
park.
Gave the HPV.
You're not wrong about that, you sucker.
Open wounds.
I love the pill popper idea. It's really great, and I think the nation's going to love it. Maybe I'll start my Twitter polls again.
What was your idea again, Dave? Refresh my memory.
It was the brown toilet.
Okay. Is it my turn now?
You have a pitch?
Oh.
Yeah, I have a pitch. I have actually a couple. I don't know which one I'll use.
Next up in the pig pen, she goes by the name of Anna Rosenberg. Anna, what do you have for us today?
Well, of course, we've had like a little bit of a break, as we all know. So I've had some time to wrestle up several great ideas.
Sick.
So I guess I'll just jump in since we are talking about our big beach day that we had today, and that's a timely topic. You know, as we were talking about earlier, we did pack up our new Yeti cooler with sandwiches, beer, Diet Coke, ice cream. I wish we had fruit. We hadn't really planned in advance. We're going to pick a different day to go to the beach and pack like a whole, you know, thing that we can really like settle in for a few hours and chow down. But maybe charcuterie would be great for the beach. You know mm-hmm. what I mean?
Yes.
Anyway, we had our Yeti cooler full of our little items. And then it hit me, you know, at the end of the beach day, we were mostly just putting our, you know, we ate all the food and we were mostly just putting our garbage back into the Yeti to dump back out. You know what I mean? And then it hit me. There should be an attachment that you can buy for the Yeti cooler that turns it into a toilet so that you can shit in it or piss in it at the beach.
This is really foul stuff. It's like, you know when they ask you at Subway if you want your sandwich heated?
Yeah.
Oh, Jeff, this is disgusting. Yeah, so this part of the Yeti cooler would keep it hot. Is that what you're saying?
That's what I'm saying, yeah. Warms up your food.
Oh.
That's disgusting. So, yeah, no. So you would shit. You would shit into your cooler, and then you would just clean it out and, you know, sanitize it before you put food in it again. I don't see the problem with that. You don't know what happened to the cooler before it made its way to you. It could be full of lead for all you know.
Jeff, thoughts?
What about wiping?
What do you mean, what about wiping? Oh, yeah, it can come with a little toilet paper roll dispenser on the side of the seat, too.
No, I see. I would just go in the ocean.
Is that what you were doing in there for so long?
Did it look like that? Let me ask that first.
No.
Because I don't go all the way in, Jeff. I'm scared to go all the way in. So I kind of I lay down in like, you know, 2 feet of water. Right,
you're wading in the water. You need a noodle with the little basket in it. You know how mom has those? It's a noodle that comes with the little seat net and you put it around the ribbing.
Yeah, I haven't seen that. Can you send me a pic after we finish recording? Yeah,
you know the pool noodle, so it's that, but it's you put it as kind of like the rimming on like a little mesh seat that you kind of wade in.
Huh, I've never seen something like that, Jeff. It was really interesting, and I'd love to get my eyes on.
How about you? Have you ever seen anything like that?
No. Dave, what happened? We used to have a prized possession of a ball that could bounce on the water. What happened to that?
I have them. Don't worry about it.
Let's play with that again.
Yeah, we can play with it. Yeah, I'll play with it for sure.
I have one of those balls as well, the old Skipperino.
Yes, the Skipperino. Do you skip in Miami? Where do you usually find your beach days at these days?
You should go check out my old apartment, Washington Street.
Washington Street. Love it.
Over by the Publix and Walgreens down at the very tip of South Beach.
Now, have you two been down to Miami together?
Me and Daverton? Have we been to Miami? Yeah.
No, not together.
No, I guess not. We need to go.
I used to have my Miami days before I met Anna.
I lived there for 3 months before we met, the year that we met in 2014. So it would be like a 10-year anniversary trip. Birthday trip, 10-year anniversary trip. Oh, this could be huge.
Oh, it could also be the anniversary of my nightmare.
Our transformation will be well underway by that point.
Yeah, Jeff.
Yeah, I'd like to know what you guys mean by that, though. Are we talking yoga, Pilates, something like that?
We're talking personal trainers, Jeff. We're talking about cooking.
Well, if you must know, I've started to go to the personal trainer twice per week to become a weightlifter. So I'm lifting weights in addition to our 30 minutes of cardio per day that Dave and I partake in together by walking.
And I do 7,777 push-ups a day for our fallen veterans.
Yeah.
And you're getting those steps in. I love it.
What are you doing? I know you have a rock climbing membership, but I never see you there.
Well, you know, I've been working on the PT for my shoulder, kind of getting that, you know, up to par.
What does that consist of?
It consists of mostly waiting in a waiting room for the doctor to. Yeah.
They did pulse pulses with the electrodes on my shoulder, and then they kind of massaged me.
That's really cool, actually, Jeff. I'm sorry I was hating on you before, but look at my arm, though.
Yo, that's nice. Called a fucking... Whoa, and it's rock hard, too. It's like, oh, my God. You look like fucking Popeye, Dave. You're so strong. You're so strong. You're so strong, Dave. You're so strong. Yeah. Oh, you could kill someone. You look like a fucking tank.
I'm starting to get aggressive with the other guys at the gym because I'm getting bigger than them.
You should. He should.
Good for you.
I see them in the sauna and I spit in their face and I'm like, yo, bro, unless you 250 plus, get out of my sauna.
I love it, Dave. You're like John Wayne.
That's cool.
John Wayne with
the notorious
cowboy.
Whatever. Yeah, cowboy.
All right. I guess that's call it a fucking dude.
That'll do it. Hey,
about that.
You know, not the best, but not the worst. Rate it at we have 310 episodes.
Yeah, give us a higher rating on Spotify. What the fuck?
No, we have a good rating on Spotify.
We have a fine rating, but it says like what? Look. Oh, I can't.
Well, back in the day, you know, 10 years ago, everyone rated us on iTunes.
There's a lot of much shittier HeadGum podcasts that have a higher rating than us. We deserve better. Oh,
we don't like to do that.
What's our rating? Do we have a lower?
We're like 4.7. I'd like us to be up at 4.8 or 4.9.
Jeff, do you know what your Uber rating is?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think it's like a 4.7, 4.6 probably.
No, are you kidding me? It's that low? Mine is 4.84, and I'm really upset about it.
It is low, Jeff, because there's probably a lot of ones in there.
4.84, and I've gotten 9 one-star reviews, and I've had the app for 11 years.
Yeah. I think I probably have something more in the 2-3 spot, you know? Although people usually go 1 or 5, you know? You don't see much middling.
I've had 9 one-star reviews and like 400-something 5-star reviews, and that equals 4.84, which is like, okay, but like, fuck those 9 people. What did I do? 1 star? Like, what could I possibly have done? Well, this kind of attitude
probably got you that 1 star.
I know. I was probably talking on the phone. They were probably like, I hate this bitch so much.
You were probably pinching me really hard.
Why would I be pinching you? Because you're farting in the car?
No, that's why I always ask for brown leather seats when I order Ubers. And as always, stay scheming and stay dreaming. Oh, yeah.
Walking out the door, robbed the damn bank, got a chauffeur, makes it more pearls. Now an open screw, saw today with 2 dudes for innovation. I owe you.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.